Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Wednesday. I got a little bit of flack from the Scalzo and Brust family for not giving a happy Wednesday, but I will not take Greg Scalzo's patented official happy Wednesday to start the show, but I will say it is a happy Wednesday. The Bucks play tonight. The Brewers swept the Pirates. You stink.
P.U.
P.U. indeed. Some good wins. Does that bring the 7-4?
I believe so, yes.
7-4, the Milwaukee Brewers. The Bucks have a chance to go up 2-0 in round one of the NBA playoffs. And Debo Samuel is all over the Scalzo and Brust official, unofficial 100-foot TV at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill as he has requested a trade from the 49ers. Now, before we get into Debo, I need some help from the Scalzo and Brust family, and that includes Gabe Neitzel, who was out on vacation for a while. All you have to do is text VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 800-990-3776, and you can vote for Scalzo and Brust in Best of Madison. Again, 800-990-3776, text VOTE, and we will send you back a link, and you can find us, and you can vote for us. And it's quite simple to do. I even had Homer do a video. Steven Watson, the most handsome man in Milwaukee, Gabe's partner in crime on the tee from 6 to 7 on ESPN Milwaukee, made a video promoting VOTE. How often can you vote, I see on the text line. You can vote as often as you would like. You just have to use a different email. I have a promotions email. I have a primary email, and then I get made-up emails. You know, I'm not just sitting at home at night late, you know, laying in my bed, just texting VOTE to 800-990-3776 and using the 10 different emails that I made up. No, I'm not doing that. Yes, I am. 800-990-3776. Keep the VOTE text coming and help Scalzo and Brust win Best of Madison. Gabriel?
Yeah, I mean, good luck. Best of luck to you guys.
Even the official and official sub is not like, yeah, I just did it.
Well, I mean, what's it worth to you?
What is? We're being extorted.
What is going on?
No, here's what's going on. So I, before I went on vacation, last Monday, I did a little, I did a little radio marathon trying to raise money for the Mac Fund. Still looking to raise a little money for the Mac Fund. You can also use the text word MACC. Text that to 800-990-3776 if you want to donate to the Mac Fund.
The Scalzo and Brust family came through.
500 smackers.
But I'm looking for Ben Brust.
I'm pulling you up.
I've come through every year.
You have. And I'm looking for you to come through one more time.
All right, what are you looking for?
I don't know. What do you think it's worth? What do you think it's worth for me to use? I mean, because I've got like three different email accounts. What is three votes for Scalzo?
Are we doing pay? Are we doing per email here, or are we getting a bundle deal?
No. Just overall deal. But I'll do. But I will vote three times.
Okay.
For a what do we think is a fair donation to the Mac Fund?
for a vote for Scouts on Press Best of Madison. You're putting me in quite the pickle here.
I understand, which is which is what we did when I was on the show when Joshy ended up slapping you because somebody
he barely
paid the
slapped
$500.
Me. I feel bad for the person who paid. Not because it's not going to a great cause, because he Daniel the Sloth chimes in 100 per email is very fair.
Whew.
That's steep. I was thinking 100 total.
That is steep. Yeah.
I mean, I literally just paid Steve the Homer True $627 cash on Monday or Tuesday.
Are we not liquid right now?
I mean, it's fine. Hey.
We're liquid. $200.
All right, we're sold.
Sold
for $200.
Have Ben donate $1 for everyone that texts in for the rest of the show.
Ooh.
Well, that would count on the family.
Yeah. Now you're relying on the family again, which the family has come through. The family has come through in a big way for me the last 2 years for my fundraising for the Mac Fund. But, you know, I've got the event is just 8 days away. I'm still looking to make a little bit of a push here for this final week. So
what if I said both? 800-990-3776. Text vote starting now. For the people that text vote, I will add a dollar to my $200 that I will give to the Mac Fund for Gabe's Ringer event, which is coming up.
It is. It's just 8 days away. 8 days away.
Hopefully you get some good weather. I will shift gears. Now the texts are coming in like crazy just because people want me to lose. This is amazing. All for a good cause. I'm happy. 800-990-3776. Text vote. And I will add a dollar to every donation that you guys get here.
I mean, if I were you, Ben,
yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to, you could just, you know, let your partner in crime, Greg Scalzo, know. Go, hey, I committed us as a show to $200, and you could try to
he's
get half
listening.
Out of him.
He's got ears. He won't. No, he knows I'm a grown man, and I will. Gosh darn all of you. Ian Rappaport.
Wow. They are just flying in.
Flying in.
This is like so many numbers I've never seen before.
So people are voting for Scouts Home for us to win Best of Madison just to see me pony up more dollars.
I mean, it's a win-win.
It is a win-win.
Wow. It's a win-win.
Scouts Home Rust, but this is insane. You guys are crazy. But I love you all, kind of, not really. Ian Rappaport had some interesting comments about the Deebo Samuel situation. Don't worry, I'll keep asking for you guys to vote. I'll keep oh my gosh. Josh, play the audio.
More than a week ago, Deebo Samuel, one of the San Francisco 49ers' standout weapons, requested a trade. This is something the 49ers have been aware of, and they have wanted to make inroads on a long-term extension with Deebo Samuel, want to make him one of the higher-paid receivers in the NFL. He has just been, as of now, unwilling to accept or engage in any offer or any discussion. And the reason for that, from my understanding, is he simply wants to be elsewhere. And there are some questions and frustration from his standpoint about his usage. And he really is, he's a top receiver. He also takes a lot of hits, used like a running back, put all over the field. And it just does not sound like he is comfortable as of right now with the way he is being used. I'm not sure at this point the 49ers are going to trade him. We'll see what they end up doing. They don't have to. They also don't pick until late in the second round. So potentially, if they want a first-round pick, this would be a pretty good way to get one in.
That Ian Rappaport from the NFL Now talking about Deebo Samuel. Now, this brings up an interesting point. I do want to play one more piece of sound before Gabe and I get into it. This is from January 19th of this year, right before Devontae Adams was franchise tagged, right at the end of the season. I believe it might have been the same week that they played the Niners, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Yeah, I think that tracks, yeah.
And Greg Matzik from our sister station, 620 WTMJ, who's right above us, like literally directly above us on floor two at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill, asked Devontae Adams if he could be like Deebo.
Hey, Devontae, question for you. I think it's fair to say if you ever lined up in the backfield, you'd be a freight train coming at the line of scrimmage. When you see Deebo Samuel line up in the 49ers backfield and how they use him, does that ever get your mind working like, man, that might be fun to try?
No, not for me. Not for me. I think it's cool for him. It's good for his body type. He's got amazing vision. He's built more like that, kind of like a hybrid in between back and wide out. So It works well for him, and not that I couldn't do it, but I'm a receiver, so we'll stick to that. Running the ball, I don't see that. I don't know if I have a rush in my career, but we'll see. I told Matt, give me a dive at the 1 yard line. I can go over the top, maybe get over everybody, but some of those dudes a little stocky in the middle. I think Debo built body wise a little bit more for that.
So I find that sound interesting because he mentions that, like, you know, forget body type and whatnot. Like, he could do it, but he doesn't, you know, want to. And I think Debo's an athletic enough player and a versatile enough player that he's basically saying, like, yes, I know I can do this, but I'm taking hits. I mean, think about the 3rd and 8 that he had to convert against the Packers in that divisional game. He just fouled a bunch of offensive linemen, and you got Kenny Clark and Rashawn Gary and Devondre Campbell just waiting to lick your chops on a 3rd and 8, you know, where he's coming across the line of scrimmage. And you mentioned this earlier in the show, who you get hit by has a direct impact on potentially the longevity that you have in the league. So I do think this aligns potentially with what Debo is unhappy with, and he wants to find a place where he may not want to play in that same sort of role. And knowing that you have A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones in the backfield for Green Bay, if it were possible to potentially bring him here, which we don't know if it is possible from just will the Niners even give in to even looking at the Packers, he would fit in quite well, in my opinion, with Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers.
From Debo Samuel's perspective, you know who's been getting paid this offseason? You know, we've spent a lot of time talking about this offseason. Wide receivers.
Christian Kirk.
Yeah, they're getting paid all over the place. You know who doesn't get paid in the NFL?
Running backs.
Running backs. So if you're in this hybrid role, yeah, that's great for the team. But ultimately, are they going to want to pay you in this hybrid role? Like, well, you're a receiver, but you're also running back.
They're going to use you and beat you down.
Exactly. So I think it's just to a point where he sees the ridiculous money that's been thrown out there for wide receivers and going, screw that running back stuff. I'll focus on being a receiver because I'm a pretty damn good receiver, and I can make that kind of money and continue to make that kind of money and avoid the hits that really wear you down and take time and games off your career.
All right. Well, the talk and text line, I got to shift gears here.
I have an update.
When we get a text like this, Joshy, I feel like we have to read it. Delvin from Delavan. Gabe, we love having you on the show, and you are awesome. If you come on one more time in April, I will donate $1,500. Let me know, bro.
I mean, when you guys want me. What day you want me to show up? I mean, other than the 28th, because I'll be actually, you know, playing the event that day, I'm wide open. Whenever you guys will have me, I will certainly sit in with you and Scals again, if it's next week, with you and Homer tomorrow, you and Strophy on Friday, maybe give Strophy some time off. I don't care. If for $1,500, I am there.
Delvin, if you are listening, we will get Gabe on either Thursday or Friday this week, either the Brust, Homer, and Neitzel show or the Brust, Strophe, and Neitzel show. Either, I would say Friday would be a good day, Gabe.
Okay.
Because I'm only doing the show until 5:30 to head over to the United Center to get ready for the Bucks Bulls game.
Sure.
On the Bucks Radio Network. So Delvin from Delavan, which I hope isn't just an alliteration just to mess with us, if you are willing to donate $1,500 to the Mac Fund, which is a great cause for Gabe's Ringer event, Gabe will be on Friday. If we get some confirmation with you, we will make this happen. I do want to give a shout-out, and I will woo in public, because that's what I do. Woo! I'm going to talk about the wonderful Screamin' Sicilian Pizzas. The last time I got to host with Gabe, he told me I got to get to the thin and Crispies.
Oh, Thin and Crispy. Again, nothing wrong with the original, but every once in a while you want to mix it up. The Thin and Crispy, the amount of pepperoni they get on that Thin and Crispy is unbelievable.
I mean, it was amazing that I had such a great lineup of pizzas to go to, from the Holy Pepperoni, I'm a big Boss Hog guy, the Mambo Italiano, into the Bessie's Revenge, then the Supremus Maximus was next on the list, and then the Thin and Crispy happened, and I was like, I just have unlimited options at my local grocer's freezer, and I'm sure you've experienced this, Gabe. Isn't it fun to go pick up your Screamin' and to look at all the pizzas that are around you in that aisle and to know that everyone's huddled around the Screamin'?
Yeah. No, I mean, you
or just the Palermo's brands. Yeah, I mean, a wonderful bunch of brands, but the Screamin's are just all the buzz.
Oh, yeah, and you got to make sure. Sometimes you get unlucky because they're popular, man. Like, you don't get to have, okay, you're looking for that Bessie's Revenge. Maybe you're looking for that Supremus Maximus, and they happen to be out. You got to make sure you jump on them. When you see them, you got to jump on them at your local grocer's freezer. These are popular pizzas. People love them, and it's understandable why. With the great crust that they have, the amazing toppings, they've been doing this for a long time, Benny. Palermo's and Screamin' Sicilian, they know exactly what they're doing.
I say find your screamin' pleasure at your local grocer's freezer.
Woo!
I like that. More Scalzo and Brust next. I say we play a little 1 or 0. We push it back long enough. Next.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
I got a knocking in my knee that I wobbled in my walk and I'm trembling.
Weird song choice?
Yeah, a little. This isn't a normal John Perplex right now, Josh.
It's you part
did you hit the random...
Sorry.
Josh, mute yourself!
What are you doing back there?
I
just wanted to tell you guys that I got a little bit of a sneeze to happen there. Because it sounded weird. I started to talk and I stopped. It's a dramatic effect. Ever heard of it? We're entertainers.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ringer event for Gabe Neitzel, who will be playing 100 holes at the Bog. I, Ben Bruss, donated $325 to the MAC Fund for Gabe Neitzel to help raise money, and all that goes to help kids with cancer, and it's just a great cause with a bunch of great people that we've all gotten to know. And so I have pledged $200 dollars to Gabe, and then a dollar for every person who texts in vote to 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. If you text vote, for every person that does that, I will add $1 to my $200. We're up to like, what, 50, Josh? 50 within 15 minutes? At that rate, we could very much surpass my amount paid last year.
I love the Scalzo and Brust family. Like, they have always delivered for me, and I will always be grateful. It is unbelievable to see all those texts that rolled in. By the way, I did vote. I voted myself, so I was true to my word, at least for part one. I still have two more
You better live
emails.
Up to your end of the bargain, buddy.
I still have two more emails that I need to vote from.
Because they keep on firing in, and the dollars are going to be keep on coming your way. Joshy, you're the web guy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
It's awesome.
This is fun.
It's fun for me.
Well, and you know, it's fun for everybody because I guess this is the most win-win you're going to find in a situation. People get to watch me pay dollars, which I feel like people enjoy.
They do.
And people are going to help kids with cancer, which we all enjoy.
It's a win-win.
Do you find any more of a win-win?
It is a win-win.
To 800. And by the way, you have to vote as well.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just text vote. Vote for Scalzo and Brust for Best of Madison. Don't just make me spend dollars, please. I mean, it's hard for me to be like, spend dollars because I want to, you know, I want to do this, but I also want a little thing
well,
in return.
Well, no, I mean, you're getting a little something in return. Again, I think it's a win-win as long as everybody, you know, hey, Ben's going to hold up his end of the bargain. You got to hold up your end of the bargain. But again, the Scalzo and Brust family has been very good about stepping into these bargains and holding up their end.
So we did have Delvin from Delvin chime in that he would donate $1,500 if you host at some point this week. And I said, Gabe can host Friday if that works for his MAC Fund donation. And he sent me an image that looks like it's like a GIF or a link, but there's no picture. But he said, keep up the great work, Gabe. See you on the green.
So I followed the link. He has a $1,500 total in there, but it does not seem to be actually pressed to send. I don't know how we want to confirm that so we don't have Gabe working an extra day for a luck that doesn't come through, but
I mean, he's got, you know, he doesn't want to make the donation until I actually do it. So I'm guessing he's ready to go.
I trust him at this point. And $1,500 for the MAC Fund is a win, plus all these dollars that are coming in from the Scalzo and Brust family. Now that we've got that squared away, let's play a little 1 or 0.
Are you a 1 or 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He's Gabe Neitzel. I am Ben Brust. We are contestants for one or zero. Joshy DiMaggio is your host. He's going to give us a statement. We're going to say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshua DiMaggio, take it away.
Over the weekend, Miami Herald writer Barry Jackson tweeted complaining about the fact that the Miami Marlins were charging $3 for soda in the press box. It turns out a rogue dining employee started charging media members without authority. Since then, there has been further developments, and I believe the person was on a, like, it was an honest mistake, and they thought they were supposed to be charging and just weren't sure. But one or zero. No one feels bad for sports writers.
Zero. I mean, the only people that feel bad for sports writers in this situation are the other sports writers in this situation. Like, it's like a weird echo chamber to each other to let each other know that don't go to this place because they don't have the best buffet, like, or their soda's out of syrup, so it might not be that good.
I couldn't believe when I saw this thing because, like, the people that you are tweeting this out to, like, are the people...
They don't care.
Well, no, yeah, nobody cares. It has nothing to do with, like, the team you're covering or anything like that. They don't care. They're at the game paying $3 for a soda, $8, $9, $10, $12 for a beer.
I was going to say, like, $3 for a soda. We're up to $5 now.
Yeah, who knows? I couldn't tell you the last time I had a soda at a ballpark because I'm buying the $15 beer.
Yes, but I did hear $7 Amfamfield water.
Yeah, I mean, so nobody's going to feel bad if that's what you have to pay. Now, like, it just did not make sense. Like, who do you think you're complaining to, like, that's actually going to care about that? It's one of those things, like...
Josh, like, that's the thing that Gabe just said. Like, I don't ever walk away from a tweet from somebody and, like, look at the replies, where it's just like, oh, man, like, hope you're going to be okay,
I mean,
you know?
The only thing, so... It kind of falls in the same vein, like, when you start complaining about your airline travel on Twitter. But at least then I can kind of understand where you're coming from, where you're trying to put public pressure on them by tagging them. But they don't really care either.
No.
Like, so complaining about your travel, you know, if somebody asks you how your flight was, you don't tweet out, oh, I've got another delay, I can't believe this. But yeah, like, dude, it sucks. Everyone goes through it. But I don't want to see it on my Twitter feed. Like, I don't care.
My favorite thing to do, and this happens a lot with just writers in general, is they launch some complaint, some small complaint that most people like think is nothing, and then you check the replies, and it's all blue check marks who do the same exact job as them, sympathizing with them. It drives me bananas, and it's so tone deaf. One or zero, sports media is the most privileged class of people.
Look,
I mean, it's not the most privileged class.
No, you're going a little far.
I just really want to hammer it home how much I think those...
I like it. One or zeros are usually Josh DiMaggio opinions built into uh-huh. the question.
Sure.
I would say trust fund babies.
That's a fair answer.
Yeah, that's pretty high up there. I think they're. I mean, because at the end of the day...
Media members that write for articles for their teams and trust fund babies.
My question is do the people who do stuff like this not pay attention to the replies where people are like, come on, why are you doing this? Or do they think they're doing some, like, greater good and they're really standing up for something important? I haven't been able to figure that out.
Like, when he tweeted that out, he thought it was going to be a gotcha moment on the Marlins, like, that he was trying to, and then it turns out to be a rogue employee, which is just hilarious. Like, some rogue employee said, pay me $3, and everyone went, okay, here you go. And, like,
guys,
again, I don't know
if there's no coffee in the cafeteria today, guess what I'll do? I'll survive.
Yeah.
I'll survive.
You can go buy one yourself.
Or you know, exactly, or I'll go buy a bottled Coke for $5 like the rest of us. Who came to the game, who are enjoying the experience. Like, what puts that person covering the game above the person who's spending money to go to the game? I don't get where did that start? Where did that come from?
Well, I mean, there's the line is obviously one person is working and it's doing it for their actual job to put, you know, theoretical food on the table.
When I go to work,
spending
Gabe,
that, yeah.
Do you... I don't get provided lunch like
no.
every day.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Like that's, oh, like, that's what I'm saying. Like average person who's working.
However, there was a bit of a crisis today at Radio City because the coffee machine was down.
Fair, but that's amongst all businesses and workplaces.
But also, additionally, you know what I didn't do today?
Complain.
Oh, the coffee machine's out
didn't
at work
tweet
today.
It.
You know, I didn't go out to Twitter
at
and tweet
WTMJ,
that out.
Yeah, at ESPN Milwaukee, at GKB Wex.
Yeah, I didn't do that. Like, it was a topic of conversation amongst us who were there.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, the coffee machine's out. It's a bummer. Like,
hey,
our program director, Ryan's like, hey, I'm going to make a coffee run. Does anybody want some coffee?
Collectivo orders.
Fantastic, yes. But you don't, like, immediately have to tweet that one out.
I think we just solved that. We're not wrong about the fact that the media complains about it.
Yeah, I could go on for this for hours, but I'm going to move on because I think we correctly...
We're also self-serving ourselves with this.
Yes. I don't know if it drives people... If it drives the average fan as nuts as it does all the other people in media who think they're acting like jerks, but I'm going to move on for the sake of everyone. Last night, the Oakland Athletics announced their attendance as 3,748 people in Ignite game against the Baltimore Orioles, 1-0. It's better to have a completely empty stadium than having 3,748 people at a game.
Zero, I want... Oh, man, this is a tough question. You might, like, it's like 3,400.
So
like,
embarrassing.
It's like giving up status. Like, you almost shouldn't sell tickets and try and make revenue elsewhere.
So... The Madison Mallards average much more than that. Like, the Mallards average almost 6,000 people per game.
Now, that's not completely
in the Northwoods
fair
League.
Because the Northwoods League does start a little bit later and the weather is a little bit nicer.
That's they're in
Oakland. You're right.
Yeah.
They're
it's
in
Oakland.
California. Like, the weather's fine there. I got spoiled the 5 years that I did the games for the Mallards because being at home, like, that was
64
awesome. There was,
right now.
Yeah, there was a buzz. Like, there was awesome when, every time they played at the Duck Pond.
There is not a 7-day window in which the high is below 60.
Yeah, so it's fine. And a little chilly for them.
Sure.
But it's fine. And so anytime we went to Battle Creek... Like, there was one time they played this random day game in Battle Creek. I counted the fans. It was depressing. Like, anytime you have that few of fans, and especially Oakland has a giant stadium and they're scattered all over the place, that's just depressing, man.
Yeah.
That is just depressing. It'd be better to have no one there than 3,500 people.
You almost do the old, like at Penn State when I played college basketball, they covered the second level.
Oh, sure.
You know, and everyone sat in the lower bowl, and it made it feel like there was more of somewhat of an atmosphere, even though it wasn't. But yes, it's embarrassing, and I at that point, you should just have a section of 5,000 people sitting together and block everything off.
Yes.
That's my solution.
Do you think if you sell less than 5,000 tickets, I think you should just open the doors and like send out a tweet. Hey, come in. Because hopefully you can get some beer sales, some food sales, some something. And you can limit, obviously, how many people you let in.
But that's a bad precedent to set. Because then people will be like,
well,
they let me in for free.
Well, if the game starts and there's 3,000 people showing up, you know before the game what the attendance is going to look like.
Well, I know what attendance looks like at Road America, and it's amazing for your spring and summer plans because it's coming soon. We're talking about the weather getting better, and the family fun at Elkhart Lakes Road Course at Road America is amazing. It's my favorite racetrack, and I've been to many, many racetracks. I've been to Martinsville in Virginia. I've been to Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I've been to Chicagoland. I've been to Michigan. I've been to many more, but... Nothing has topped my experience at Road America. So if you're looking to bring the entire family for affordable fun, they have on-site camping, free parking, and free admission for kids 16 and under. You can see the full race schedule at roadamerica.com. Road America is America's national park of speed. But just trust me on this. If you're looking for a new experience, you can camp out. It's just like you just go hang out with your buddies. We rented an RV. We had hot dogs for breakfast, brats for lunch, and burgers for dinner. Is there anything more American than that?
Nope.
Road America. Check it out. RoadAmerica.com. We'll dive back into how many dollars I'm paying Gabe and Debo Watch and everything we've been talking about here on Scalzo and Brust. And I can tell you what, the Scalzo and Brust family wants to see me pay, not physically, but with my wallet, and all for a good cause. So 800-990-3776. For anyone who texts VOTE to that number, I will be adding $1 to my already pledged $200 donation. And again, you got to make sure you vote for Scalzo and Bruss Best of Madison when you do so. We'll keep on that rolling with Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
So that was the last full book you read?
Oh, 1,000%, yes.
In high school, you believe?
Yeah, so that would have been 2010 when I graduated.
So 10 years ago. It's been a decade since you read a full book.
I'm starting to realize that people read books.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Day off in Kyoto.
Scalzo and Bruss live from the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. We got the official, unofficial 100-foot TV of the Scalzo and Bruss family here. And Gabe Neitzel in for Greg Scalzo. Continue to text VOTE to 800-990-3776 and vote for Scalzo and Bruss Best of Madison. And when you do that, every time that you do text VOTE, not every time, just one per person, I will donate $1 on top of the $200 I have pledged. They continue to keep coming in. I see Daniel the Sloth just texted VOTE like 30 times.
Shout out to Daniel the Sloth
trying to get that as $30, but that's not how it works. Hilsey chimes in, went to the Walmart in Seattle, that stock screaming Sicilian, and I found they started carrying the Stromboli. Very excited
to try. The Strombolis are, they sent some of those over, Palermo's did, to the office, and they did not last long in the freezer where anybody can go. Those were not in there for very long. Those are delicious.
They never do. Yesterday, we were talking to Josh DiMaggio about what he should get his girlfriend for their two-month-ish dating period. His girlfriend's 30th birthday is coming up. I think we got help from the Scalzo and Bruss family. My sub yesterday, Justin Garcia, nor myself were much help to Josh. Josh, is that fair?
Yeah, it was fair. Even though Justin was a sneaky guy who's good at giving gifts, as his girlfriend let us in on. But
he just didn't know enough about your girlfriend, which is fair.
Go ahead.
So, I feel like you have that figured out. You told me personally you're heading in the right direction, so I can move on to the next Josh DiMaggio story that continues to be just my favorite thing to talk about. Your girlfriend's father called your girlfriend asking about you because he hears you on the radio, correct?
Correct. So the way this happened was I got a text message that her mother must have finally told my dad who you are because I just got a phone call about it. He put together the ESPN radio thing and is now mad I never told him. And he said because he heard you on the radio before, and he even mentioned me specifically as Joshy.
Joshy!
Yeah.
So, Gabe, to fill you in, last Friday, Josh DiMaggio told us a story that his landlord consider him a local celebrity.
Oh, you're aware of that one? I am aware of that story.
Josh mass texted that one to all his friends.
Oh, yes, he did. He most certainly spammed that out to everyone to let them know.
So humble, that Joshy. You know?
You know me.
Oh, I guess your girlfriend's dad could be listening, so that could be saying something about you.
Have you met this man yet? Have you met your girlfriend's
dad? I have not. No, there hasn't been a situation much like we just shared a couple weeks ago when I was moving, where my girlfriend met my parents. So the date is coming up where there is a plan to meet them in the future,
sure.
in the near future, but without knowing who I am, meeting me, or really knowing all that much about me now, he figured out and put together who I am, what I do, and that he has unknowingly been listening to me on the radio, probably during the time that we have been dating.
So I've been wondering why as well the Scalzo and Brust podcast numbers have been shooting up, and it seems to be that your girlfriend's father has listened to every episode we've ever posted on Wisconsin On Demand.
Going through the archives to look for anything bad. So I want to know, basically, from you guys, if you only know me from the radio, do I sound like a good boyfriend?
No, you talk down to people, you hook callers, your personality has really showed. Josh's girlfriend's dad, there was a caller who just poured his heart out to us. Chris in O-Town had his best friend steal his wife. And Josh laughed at him in his face while he called in to do
that's,
so.
That's because Josh was uncomfortable. And when Josh gets uncomfortable...
Gabe, you're supposed to bury
Josh
with me.
Laughs. No, but that's not a good thing. I'm explaining it. Doesn't mean it's a good thing.
Yeah, Josh was uncomfortable, so he laughed in this guy's face. He's got his wife stolen.
That's not a great thing. So, like, Josh, are you worried about having to meet him now?
Yeah, you know what? Don't ask us. Ask yourself that. Have you done some
because,
inner...
Look, Josh, you know, I mean... You're my pal. I enjoy listening to this show. I enjoy listening to your stories as your friend. And however, so one of my favorite things that you guys have on this show that is one of the liners that is associated with this is when Ben could not pronounce the word peril. And you, instead of doing the cackle that you normally do and everybody loves and laughs along with, you decided to stop in that moment and go, how can I embarrass Ben the most here, and how can I be the most condescending? It's hilarious. It is a hilarious radio bit. I absolutely love it from a content perspective. However, if I was the father of the daughter you are now dating...
Do not condescend her!
It's just not a good look, pal.
Yeah, so I've been... This is a tough thing because I think we can all say in some sense we're simply exaggerated versions of ourselves on the radio to be entertaining.
100%.
But I'm probably pretty close to who I actually am. I just am exaggerated version of that self, but I do a lot of the same things in my normal life as I do on the radio. The thing is, I hope anyone would think they know it's for a laugh.
I can't wait for you to meet him. I need video. You need a GoPro.
The exasperated sigh he had in the middle of that last sentence, like, that needs to be a drop.
It just makes
like,
me
he's
think...
He's trying to explain it away, and as he's explaining it away, he's like, oh no, this isn't good. Like,
yeah.
Gabe, the last two days, we've been talking about Josh's order anxiety and how he can't go to a restaurant, and he blacks out when the waiter or waitress asks him what he wants, because he freaks out. Like, now I feel like when he meets girlfriend's father, he's going to be a disaster.
The thing that is tough here is this. I'm going into a situation where we're not on even ground. He's got, like, experience, yes, and listening to me in his back pocket, which is a, like... There's going to be things that...
And Josh, here's some advice. Don't go looking for ammo on him.
No, that is not my intention. But there's going to be things, potentially, that need to be answered for. Like, I was just looking in the system here. The joking reference to me debuting a sex tape in a movie theater full of family and friends to be Kim Kardashian rich. That's now a weird thing to have come up in conversation.
All right, yeah. I will reset that. We did ask Josh DiMaggio, would he make a sex tape to have Kim Kardashian money? And he said he would invite his whole family to watch on the big screen. Have fun answering that one, bud.
That's a little awkward, but I mean...
He's invited, right?
Yeah.
I mean... Oh, I don't want to discuss this anymore. I led myself down that path. I could have stayed on. See, this is what happens too. Sometimes I just end up talking. I let my true emotions come out, the things that are hiding in the back of my brain. And now I said it out loud, and that's a thing that I'm definitely going to have to answer for now.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the reports. you know, we'll have to figure out if your girlfriend is a willing participant to join radio shows. I know people sometimes don't like that, but after you meet him, I need to see that. But, Josh, you do have order anxiety, which, again, I'm going to help you get past. And we did have a suggestion that you should read menus before you go into a restaurant, which is what essentially what you can do on Eat Street. You read menus and have food delivered right to your door so you can figure out what you want. You can connect yourself with local bars, taverns, and restaurants. Not to mention, Eat Street is the official food delivery service of the Scalzo and Brust family and, of course, the world champion Milwaukee Bucks. They are the best. They've saved me when I'm in a pinch and I need something quick. I just go boom, bang, bop, go to the app, order, Apple Pay, done. And then updates of where the food is. It's being prepared. It's being delivered. They're on the way. You get a text notification when it's like a minute away so I can get prepared to go down and get my food. Or if they know how to get up to my apartment, we're good to go. The transparency is great. The operation is great. Download the Eat Street app today and experience that convenience. Also, $1,500 bonus if you are looking to be an Eat Street driver. EatStreet.com/careers. We wrap up the show getting you ready for Bulls Bucks. Nothing to worry about, but let's get excited, people.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
I can't get the image out of a full movie theater watching Josh's sex tape.
You guys would be there.
Go, baby, go. I'd be you, Josh. I'd be cheering my ass off for you.
You good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Painting pictures. It's Picasso. No,
I would be right there next to you, Ben, like right next to you in the seat. Our legs would be touching. And I would push for it to be nominated for short film of the year.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mecca Sports Bar and Grill in the Deer District in downtown Milwaukee, right outside Fiserv Forum. We are presented by Bud Light. I'm Ben Bruss with Gabe Neitzel, who's in for Greg Scalzo. And I do want to get ready for game two because it is still far away, 8:30 tip time. We're getting close to 6 o'clock. Bucks at 6 coming up across these very stations. But Bulls Patrick Williams, who guarded Giannis a lot in game one, says, in asking about how you prepare for Giannis, same as you get ready for anybody else. That's a stupid answer. First of all, don't be scared. I feel like a lot of people in this league are scared or nervous to guard guys like that. He puts his pants on the same way I do. He's good, but he's not God. I don't know about that. I think he might be.
I mean, I don't know if he's the God, but he's probably a God.
A God, yeah. the first reply says, nah, he's a God. I don't know what to say to that because that's a second-year guy trying to act tough against a finals MVP.
But I understand where you're coming from to a certain extent. Like, you gotta prepare. Obviously, you can't be scared. But when you're guarding someone like Giannis, like, he's probably going to get his.
I hate to break it to him as well. I guarantee he puts his pants on cooler than you.
Does he, though?
Yeah.
Like,
it's Giannis. Everything he does is better than everybody else.
Like, here's the thing.
I feel like I'm Homer right now.
Yeah, I mean, and I love Giannis, and I think he's a sweetheart. He's adorable. Is Giannis cool?
No.
I think he's endearing.
Yes, exactly. I just don't think he's cool.
I don't think he tries to be cool,
no,
though.
No, absolutely not. I mean,
and that's why I like him,
because
he's authentic.
If you show up to a press conference with a book full of dad jokes, but again, he's authentic. He is who he is, and that's what I love about him.
He's also, like, you know, he came to the States and, like, learned, you know, the culture and is learning the culture. And like, this is a fun way for him to be Giannis. And, you know, is this dad joke bit the best that, you know, we've seen from him? Maybe not, but you know what? Good for him for sticking with it.
But it's who he is. He's staying genuine, and that's the one thing that makes Giannis, I think, so lovable, is because of how genuine he is when he gives those thoughtful answers in press conferences, when you see the goofy moments that he has, when you see him interacting with his son after they've won an NBA championship, and he's just so excited to be able to share that moment with his family. You know, that's what makes Giannis Giannis. That's what makes him so beloved by the entire state of Wisconsin.
And when it's cloudy outside, when it's eventually sunny, he like pops on social media and says, "See, it's great here." You know? Like he just, even he like gets that we're all going through, and we look at it outside, and we're like, "What? It's still cloudy again." Bucks at 6 across ESPN Wisconsin. Thanks to the Scalzone Brust family for texting vote to 800-990-3776. $50 extra to the MAC fund. Make sure you do vote for Scalzone Brust for Best of Madison. But again, Bucks at 6 across ESPN Wisconsin. I'll be joining Alex Stroh at 6:15 to break down tonight's game. Until then, see you later. Go Bucks.